Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My dear friends, today I want to share with you a powerful message of encouragement. In our journey of faith, there are moments when we may doubt, fear, or feel alone. But let me remind you, even in the darkest of nights, God's presence surrounds us. And how do we know this? Through the signs He graciously bestows upon us. So as usual, stay with me to the end to find out these signs. May God bless you and those around you. My friends, let's explore the first sign. So, when we face trials and tribulations, our natural inclination may be to despair, to question why these challenges have befallen us. However, as followers of Christ, we are called to view these trials through a different lens, one of faith, hope, and trust in God's providence. Joy in trials does not mean that we revel in suffering or pretend that everything is fine when it's not. Instead, it's about finding a deeper sense of joy and gratitude that transcends our circumstances. It's about recognizing that even in the midst of pain and difficulty, God is still at work, weaving His purposes into the fabric of our lives. This joy is not dependent on our external circumstances, but rather on our internal disposition and our relationship with God. It's a joy that comes from knowing that we are not alone, that God walks beside us through every trial, offering comfort, strength, and hope. In the book of James, we are reminded to consider it pure joy. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, James 1:2-3. This verse highlights the transformative power of trials. They refine our faith, strengthen our character, and deepen our dependence on God. Finding joy in trials requires a shift in perspective. From focusing on our difficulties to focusing on God's faithfulness, it's about trusting that God can bring beauty from ashes, that He can turn our trials into triumphs, and that He is always working for our good. Even when we can't see it, ultimately, joy in trials is a profound expression of faith. It's trusting that God is with us, even in the darkest of times, and believing that He has a purpose and a plan for our lives. As we cultivate this joy, we become living testimonies of God's grace and power, shining lights in a world that desperately needs hope and encouragement. So, my friends, let us embrace the paradox of joy in trials, knowing that it is a sign of God's presence and His unwavering love for us. May we find joy in the midst of adversity, knowing that our God is greater than any challenge we may face. My friends, let's explore the second sign. Divine revelations are those moments of clarity and understanding that surpass human comprehension. They are like beams of light piercing through the darkness, illuminating the mysteries of God's wisdom and truth. In these moments, we catch glimpses of the vastness of God's knowledge and the intricacies of His plans for our lives. These revelations often come when we least expect them, like a sudden epiphany or a profound insight that seems to come out of nowhere. They can occur during times of prayer, meditation, or reflection on Scripture. When our hearts and minds are open to receiving God's guidance and wisdom, one of the most famous examples of divine revelation in the Bible is the story of Saul's conversion on the road to Damascus. Saul, who later became known as the Apostle Paul, was a zealous persecutor of Christians until he encountered the risen Christ in a blinding light. In that moment, Saul's eyes were opened to the truth of Jesus, and he was transformed from a persecutor to a preacher of the gospel. Divine revelations can also come through dreams and visions, as we see throughout the Bible. Joseph, the son of Jacob, received dreams that foretold his future greatness, while the prophet Daniel interpreted dreams that revealed God's plans for the nations. In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter received a vision that challenged his understanding of God's acceptance of Gentiles into the Christian community. But divine revelations are not limited to biblical times. They continue to occur in the lives of believers today. These revelations may come in various forms, such as a sudden insight into a difficult situation, a deep sense of peace in the midst of turmoil, or a profound understanding of a passage of Scripture. Divine revelations are not meant to be taken lightly. They are precious gifts from God that are given to us for a purpose. They are meant to guide us, inspire us, and draw us closer to God. They remind us of the limitless depths of God's wisdom and the boundless possibilities of His love. However, it's essential to approach divine revelations with humility and discernment. Not every thought or feeling we have is a divine revelation, and it's crucial to test the spirits to ensure that what we are experiencing aligns with the truth of God's Word. So, my friends, let us remain open to receiving divine revelations from God, knowing that they are precious gifts that illuminate our path and deepen our relationship with Him. May we seek God's wisdom with open hearts and minds, trusting that He will reveal Himself to us in ways that surpass our understanding. Now, my beloved, let's go deep into the third sign. Have you ever experienced a gentle nudge, an inner knowing that guides you in a certain direction? It's that quiet, still voice within that seems to whisper wisdom into your soul. This, my friends, is the work of the Holy Spirit, gently guiding and directing us along the path of God's will. Intuition, guided by the Spirit, is a powerful force in the life of a believer. It's that sense of discernment that helps us make decisions, navigate challenges, and discern truth from falsehood. It's not based on logic or reason alone, but is rooted in our connection to God and His Spirit dwelling within us. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of God's Spirit guiding His people through intuition and inner prompting. In the Old Testament, prophets like Elijah and Elisha were guided by the Spirit to speak God's truth and perform miracles. In the New Testament, Jesus promised His disciples that the Holy Spirit would be their advocate and guide, leading them into all truth. One of the clearest examples of intuition, guided by the Spirit, is found in the book of Acts, when the Apostle Philip encounters an Ethiopian eunuch reading from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit prompts Philip to approach the chariot and engage the eunuch in conversation, ultimately leading to his conversion and baptism. But intuition, guided by the Spirit, is not reserved for biblical figures alone. It's available to each one of us as believers in Christ. It's that inner compass that helps us discern God's voice amidst the noise of the world. It's that sense of peace that confirms when we're on the right path and convicts us when we stray from God's will. However, it's important to cultivate a spirit of sensitivity to the leading of the Holy Spirit. This requires spending time in prayer, reading God's Word, and practicing discernment. It also requires humility, being willing to submit our own desires and agendas to God's greater purpose. Sometimes, following the promptings of the Spirit may lead us down unexpected paths or require us to step out in faith. But when we trust in God's guidance, we can be confident that He will lead us exactly where we need to be. So, my friends, let us tune our hearts to the voice of the Holy Spirit, knowing that He is our ever-present guide and counselor. Let us trust in His wisdom and follow His lead, confident that He will always lead us in the way of truth and righteousness. Now, my friends, let's explore the fourth sign. Divine provision is the miraculous way in which God meets our needs, often in ways that surpass our understanding or expectations. It's a reminder that we are not alone in our struggles, but rather that our Heavenly Father cares for us deeply and provides for us abundantly. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of God's provision for His people. In the Old Testament, God provided manna and quail to sustain the Israelites during their journey through the wilderness. He also miraculously provided water from a rock and preserved their clothing and shoes for 40 years. Divine provision is not limited to material needs, but extends to every aspect of our lives. It's the strength and courage God gives us to face challenges, the wisdom He imparts to make decisions, and the peace He offers in times of uncertainty. Sometimes, divine provision comes in unexpected ways, through unexpected means or people. It might be a job opportunity that arises out of nowhere, a financial blessing from a stranger, or a word of encouragement from a friend when we need it most. These are all manifestations of God's provision in our lives. But divine provision is not just about meeting our needs. It's also about teaching us to trust in God's faithfulness and goodness. It's about recognizing that everything we have comes from Him and learning to rely on Him for our daily bread. In times of need, it's easy to rely on our own strength or resources to get by. But divine provision reminds us that our strength alone is insufficient, and it's only through the abundant provision of our Heavenly Father that we can truly thrive. So, my friends, let us trust in God's provision, knowing that He sees our needs and cares for us deeply. Let us seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, confident that He will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory. And let us give thanks for His abundant provision, knowing that it is by His grace and mercy that we are sustained each day. Now, let's move on to the fifth sign. Strength in weakness is a paradoxical truth that runs counter to the world's understanding of power and resilience. It's the recognition that in our moments of greatest vulnerability and inadequacy, God's strength shines through most brightly. Throughout Scripture, we find numerous examples of individuals who experienced strength in their weakness. One such example is the Apostle Paul, who famously wrote, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" 2 Corinthians 12:9. Paul understood that his own limitations and struggles were opportunities for God to demonstrate His power and grace. Instead of despairing over his weaknesses, he embraced them, knowing that they provided a platform for God's strength to be displayed. Similarly, we too can find strength in our weakness when we surrender our pride and self-sufficiency to God. It's in those moments when we feel overwhelmed by life's challenges, when we're tempted to give up, that God's power is most evident. Strength in weakness is not about denying our limitations or pretending to be strong when we're not. Rather, it's about acknowledging our weaknesses and allowing God to work through them for His glory. It's about relying on his strength to carry us through difficult times, knowing that his power is made perfect in our weakness. When we feel we can't go on, when we're at the end of our rope, that's when God's grace and strength are most abundant. It's in those moments of surrender and dependency that we experience his presence most intimately, sustaining us and giving us the courage to persevere. Strength in weakness also teaches us humility and empathy toward others who are struggling. When we recognize our own need for God's strength, we become more compassionate and understanding toward those who are weak and vulnerable. So, my friends, let us embrace our weaknesses, knowing that they are opportunities for God to demonstrate his power and grace. Let us surrender our pride and self-sufficiency to him, allowing his strength to sustain us in times of trial. And let us find comfort in the knowledge that his power is made perfect in our weakness, giving us hope and courage to face whatever challenges lie ahead. So, let's move on to the sixth sign. Divine dreams and visions have been instrumental throughout history as powerful means through which God communicates his divine will to humanity. They are channels through which God imparts wisdom, guidance, and reassurance to his people, offering glimpses into his divine purposes and plans. In the Bible, we encounter numerous instances where God speaks to his servants through dreams and visions. One of the most famous examples is found in the book of Genesis, when God communicates with Joseph, the son of Jacob, through a series of dreams. These dreams not only foretell Joseph's future greatness, but also serve as a means through which God reveals his sovereign plan to rescue his people from famine and oppression. Similarly, we see God speaking to the prophet Daniel through vivid visions, unveiling the unfolding of history and the establishment of his kingdom on earth. Daniel's visions offer insight into the spiritual battles taking place behind the scenes and provide hope and reassurance to God's people in times of trial and uncertainty. In the New Testament, we witness the pivotal role of dreams and visions in the early Christian community. The Apostle Peter receives a vision from God that challenges his understanding of the gospel and leads to the inclusion of Gentiles into the Christian community. Likewise, the Apostle Paul receives visions that guide him in his missionary journeys and confirm God's call on his life. Divine dreams and visions are not limited to biblical times, but continue to occur in the lives of believers today. They may come as prophetic dreams, symbolic visions, or supernatural encounters with God's presence. While not every dream or vision is from God, those that are often bear fruit in the form of wisdom, guidance, and confirmation of God's will. It's important to approach divine dreams and visions with discernment, testing them against the truth of God's word and seeking confirmation through prayer and wise counsel. God's communication is always consistent with his character and his revealed will in Scripture. Divine dreams and visions serve as reminders of God's active involvement in our lives and his desire to communicate with us personally. They offer encouragement and direction, guiding us along the path of obedience and faithfulness. So, my friends, let us remain open to the possibility of divine dreams and visions, knowing that they are channels through which God communicates his divine will and reveals his plans for our lives. Let us cultivate a spirit of discernment and humility, eagerly seeking God's guidance and wisdom in all things, and let us trust in his faithfulness to speak to us in ways that surpass our understanding, drawing us ever closer to his heart. My friends, the seventh sign is an unexpected blessing. So, Unexpected blessings are like hidden treasures, waiting to be discovered along the journey of life. They come in various forms, from the smallest gestures of kindness to the grandest surprises. And each one is a reminder of God's grace and favor upon us. These blessings often catch us off guard, appearing when we least expect them and in ways we could never have imagined. They might come in the form of a timely word of encouragement from a friend, a sudden financial provision when we're in need, or a serendipitous encounter that changes the course of our lives. In the Bible, we see countless examples of unexpected blessings bestowed upon God's people, from the widow's jar of oil that never ran dry to the miraculous catch of fish that provided for Peter's needs. God delights in surprising his children with his abundant provision and care. One of the most well-known examples of unexpected blessings is the story of Job. Despite facing unimaginable suffering and loss, Job remained faithful to God, and in the end, he was blessed with even greater abundance than before. His story serves as a powerful reminder that God's blessings are not always immediate or obvious, but they are always present for those who trust in Him. Unexpected blessings are not just random acts of kindness or strokes of luck. They are evidence of God's active involvement in our lives. They remind us that we are not alone in our struggles, but that God is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating His plans for our good. Moreover, unexpected blessings teach us to cultivate an attitude of gratitude and openness to God's blessings in our lives. When we remain alert to His presence and receptive to His gifts, we begin to see His hand at work in every aspect of our lives, transforming even the most ordinary moments into opportunities for joy and thanksgiving. So, my friends, let us remain open to the unexpected blessings that God lavishes upon us each day. Let us cultivate a spirit of gratitude and expectation, knowing that every blessing, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant, is a tangible expression of God's love and favor toward us. And let us never forget to give thanks to the one who delights in surprising us with His goodness and grace. My dear friends, as we've journeyed through these powerful signs of God's presence in our lives, I encourage you to take heart. Whether you find yourself experiencing unexpected blessings, divine revelations, or strength in weakness, know that God is with you every step of the way. In moments of uncertainty or trial, may you find comfort in the assurance that God's grace and favor are upon you. May you trust in His provision, lean on His strength, and remain open to His guidance through divine dreams, intuition, and unexpected blessings. And remember, you are not alone. God walks beside you, His love surrounding you like a shield. So embrace these signs as tokens of His presence and His unfailing love for you. If you've been encouraged by this message, I invite you to subscribe to our channel for more uplifting content. Share this message with your friends and loved ones, that they too may be reminded of God's presence in their lives. And don't forget to leave a comment, sharing how these signs have impacted you and how you've experienced God's presence in your own journey. May you go forth with renewed faith and confidence, knowing that the Almighty God is with you, now and always. Amen.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stuck in a job you hate? Wish you could break into tech, but don't know where to start? CBG Nuggets makes IT training simple, affordable, and dare we say, fun. With short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs, you can build real-world skills right from your browser. No expensive hardware, no confusing software. Just practical training that gets you job ready. Learn at your own pace, on your own schedule, from anywhere. Start your 7-day free trial at cbtnuggets.com. Because a better career is just a few clicks away.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.